today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, Disneyland is bringing back more special shows and attractions, and the Grinch at Delta Airlines says if you want to fly basic economy, you won't be earning miles any longer.
At 3:20 in our Smarter Traveler update, knowing during the holidays that we see a lot of infrequent flyers on planes, we'll go over some tips and reminders about connecting flights on your airline journey.
Starting at 3:35, we're going to invite you to call us and share your favorite travel tip on the air. If your trip passes muster, you'll be invited to pick a present from under the Travel Guy's tree.
Starting at 3:35, we're going to invite you to call us and share your favorite travel tip on the air. If your trip doesn't pass muster, well, then I guess your Christmas won't be coming early for you this year after all.
We'll tell you when to call. Christmas presents to our loyal listeners today, just for sharing your favorite travel tip on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I've got two tickets to paradise.
Look to Alaska. I go north to Russia's own.
Hey there, everyone. Mark and Tom here, the travel and entertainment guys. I need to leave these special effects and attempt to do that kind to the professionals of, back at the radio station, don't you think? Rather than me trying it and messing it up. Sorry about that, Mark.
Well, welcome to the Travel Guys on what is supposed to be a rainier Sunday afternoon. But if you look at the radar, you can see that the rain is definitely coming. If you have anything to do, I recommend you go do it right now and get back home, because it's going to be, when it gets dark, it's not going to be pleasant outside.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to take a break. I did not tie my gazebo down yet. Actually, I take that back. Last year, I bolted it to the concrete on my pool deck. And I have removed anything that, like the top and anything that could blow away.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see how that goes.
We spent the last two nights taking people out to see Christmas lights in and around the greater Sacramento area.
Wonderful. I didn't know you were going to pull a local
getaway. Yeah.
Tell me, where did you choose to go?
Well, first of all, there's a few things you have to be careful of, because when you have a 45-foot motor coach and there's a lot of traffic in favorite spots, why you have to be careful you don't get into some place you can't get out of or that somebody else can't get out of. So having said that, a lot of what we did was we went out last year and checked out different lights areas, and then we went out this year to make sure that they were still there and that they were still negotiable and stuff. So we I can't tell you exactly where we went, because you know a lot of this is kind of classified information, but we included the Rancho Cordova drive-through lights thing down at the old mine shaft area there, which is kind of nice. If you have
just opened up.
Yep. If you have a family, it opens up at 5:30 every night, and you can drive through. And then we went out to Folsom, visited a few places there. Couldn't get anywhere near Dovewood Court with a motor coach, because that in Orangeville, that's of course a very popular spot. Then we went over to Antelope and found some places over there, some streets with lots and lots of wonderfully decorated homes. So we went to about a half a dozen different spots around town and played Christmas carols on the bus, and we had a good time. It was a fun way to go and see lights, because unless you were the driver, you didn't have to worry about any of that stuff. So
there you go. That's a great idea. Our family on more than one occasion, I used to know a guy that had a limo service, and he'd cut me a family deal. Of course, you get a limo for a dozen people or more, and everybody chips in. It can be pretty reasonable. And we would all pile in the the limo bus, and away we would go, do a couple of hours. And it's a great way to spend time with family. And I'm glad to see you guys got a chance to get out. And Sacramento is littered with all kinds of great light displays all over the area. And so get out there and enjoy some of it. That's good to hear, Mark. Since I was babbling on at the top of the show of my blunders, we forgot to remind people this is the Travel Guys. It's Mark and Tom. We're brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. You can follow along with a lot of stuff that we do here at TravelGuysRadio.com. Anything you need to tell me about that's going on at Sports Leisure, or you want to get to that news?
Let's go on to the news, shall we?
All right. At the top of every Travel Guys radio show, we bring you up to date on what's been going on in the travel news. And with it, here's Mr. Markoff.
They stole my thunder at the top of the show. Woman falls overboard from Carnival cruise ship off the coast of Mexico.
How does that even happen?
Well, you kind of have to, I mean, you'd have to be not in total control of your faculties or something, because they do have guardrails and things like that around these ships, so they know that, you know, they don't want somebody to slip and fall and go overboard or, you know, get off balance or something like that.
Yeah, but what's the average height of a guardrail? 3 feet? 6 feet?
Well, it depends on where you are on the ship and, you know, how far you are from the edge and all of that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I mean, you kind of have to, like I said, you have to work at it a little bit, or be not able to work at it a little bit, to fall overboard off of a ship. 21. And, you know, if you wanted to know how long they'll look for you, the ship hung around for about an hour and a half, and then they decided they would just head on because other people had showed up to look. So if you want to know if you fall overboard, how long they'll look for you, in Carnival, the rule is apparently about an hour and a half.
An hour and a half. I guess it just depends on how much you paid for your ticket. I don't know.
That's
a shame. That's a shame. Really, that kind of thing, even, you know, people do drink on boats, and there shouldn't be.
No.
You gotta have to climb something to be able to fall in the water, as far as I'm concerned.
That definitely is part of it. Hey, we are the Travel and Entertainment Guys. Michael Bublé has announced that he is going to do a limited engagement at Resorts World Las Vegas this spring. April, looks like 1, 2, 3 weekends here, at the end of April and beginning of May. So tickets go on sale to the public. Let's see, when does this say? They already went on sale to their special people. So if you want to see Michael Bublé in Las Vegas in the spring, you need to get on the ball and do it now. Delta Airlines has announced that they will no longer allow passengers flying in cheap seats to qualify for frequent flyer miles. That makes perfect sense. If you want the absolute cheapest ticket on the plane with no leg room and no ability to put anything in the overhead and last person on and pretty much guaranteed a middle seat and all that kind of stuff, why the heck would you want to pay an extra $10 for airline miles? So I think the airlines probably figured that was something that they didn't really need, that those people were not going to be people who traveled 15 times a year and became status flyers or anything like that. So if you fly on Delta, unfortunately, you won't get miles if you take that lowest fare option anymore. Delta, speaking of Delta, they had another flight attendant assaulted last week. There was an air marshal on the plane, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So the air marshal intervened, and they were able to get things, and the flight set down in Oklahoma City, which seems to be a favorite set down place for planes with rowdy customers. I've seen that a couple, three times. It was a flight to Los Angeles, and let's see, where was it coming from? Somewhere on the East Coast. Looks like it was Miami or something. But anyway, Oklahoma City is where they decided to sit down. So the plane spent an hour on the ground. Really and truly, the passenger was intoxicated. So I just want to tell you, if you're going to get drunk and be rowdy, there are a whole lot of cheaper places to do it than an airplane. Because you're going to scare the hell out of a lot of people and cause a real situation, and you're probably going to go to jail, maybe to prison, and you're not going to fly probably ever again in your life, and your entire life is going to be, but I guess people who do irresponsible things like that don't really care about any of that stuff. If they did, they probably wouldn't do it in the first place. But anyway, if you know anybody who's a friend, tell them, if you're going to be rowdy, don't do it on an airplane.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. Hey, Thomas, you're a Disneyland fan.
You bet.
Yeah. 2022 is shaping up to be a big year at the Disneyland Resort as the happiest place on earth is continuing its post-COVID comeback. They are reintroducing some of guests' favorite park happenings. The Main Street Electrical Parade is coming back.
Yay! One of my favorites. You know, they brought it back. They got rid of it, and then they brought it back, and then they got rid of it again, sent it to Florida and brought it back. And, you know, when they got rid of it the first time, if you were interested, they had, you know, of course, the light parade has lots and lots of little tiny lights on all the floats. Uh-huh. Well, what they did was they offered you an opportunity to buy one of the lights from a float. They sent it to you in a little box, and it had a date on it and all of that. And, of course, you know, we got some.
Uh-huh.
And but the good news is they didn't call me back and say, hey, look, we're starting the parade again. Do you mind sending your light back?
Sending lights back. Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's pretty good news. What else they have?
Well, the Disneyland California Adventure Food and Wine Festival, which hasn't happened for 2 years, is going to run through March and April. They're also going to bring back Disneyland After Dark events, offering more nights of after hours frivolity on select dates in 2022. They're going to have a Sweethearts Night, a Villains Night, a Star Wars Night. So anyway, Disneyland.com will tell you all of those wonderful things. So for fans of Disneyland who have been dying to go back, there will be more reasons to go back soon.
Yeah, save your money. Invest well, because it's going to cost you.
Here's kind of something kind of interesting. This says, this was a Travelers United survey, said, have you or would you fly while sick with a contagious disease, i.e. perhaps COVID? 13% of people said, yes, I have flown when I knew I was sick. Not necessarily with the virus, but just that knew that they were sick. 8% said they would fly if they were sick if they had to get to their destination. So that's 20% of people who, if they're sick, right circumstances, they're on the plane. Here's an interesting one. Yes, I would fly sick if it would cost a lot to change my ticket. 16%. And 63% of people said, so 2 out of 3 said they would not fly if they were contagious. But a sizable percentage there, 16%, said it depends on how much it's going to cost me to change this ticket. Because if it's too much, I'm just going to get on the airplane.
So you're making me sick here. Bottom line is nearly 40% of the people flying away are either sick or coming down with something or whatever. And then there is a percentage of folks that are coming down with something and or maybe contagious with something and don't really know it.
Yep.
So I guess at any given time, you know, 60% of the plane is going to be contagious.
One last little item here. Let's be political for a minute. If you are thinking of traveling to Missouri, the Missouri governor had an analysis done to see if mask mandates worked, because in the largest counties in Missouri, the ones that included Kansas City and St. Louis and the like, they had mask mandates. And so when the study was done and the analysis was done, it was given to the governor. And it showed that masked counties that were masked had significantly lower levels of death and infection. The public never heard about this survey because the governor didn't want the public to find out about it. His political leanings are on the side. It didn't. The survey didn't tell him what he wanted, so he never released it. The media found out about it through a Freedom of Information Act request. And so, anyways, it just points out how ludicrous this whole thing is. The guy found out that his idea about not wearing masks wasn't working, and there was evidence to show it, and so he just decided that he wouldn't release that. So if you're thinking about traveling to Missouri, like I am, to visit my family over the holidays, wear a mask and button up tight. That's your travel news for today.
We are the Travel Guys. Again, travelguysradio.com. All right, coming up after the break, our Smarter Traveler segment. You know, this is the time of the year where a lot of a lot of people that don't fly very often will be boarding to go places and do things. And if you're a regular flyer or you're one of those, we've got some tips for you that'll help make that trip perhaps a little easier. That's next here on The Travel Guys.
Keeping a watchful eye out for
inflation.
Inflation already is a problem worth watching.
For the very latest,
economists are raising their inflation forecast.
Stay connected.
Inflation.
With KFBK, Sacramento's news radio.
What's all the buzz about nasal irrigation and Navage, and should I try it? Here's the science. Airborne germs invade through your nose. It's the body's air filter for trapping allergens and viruses. When your nose gets clogged, it's less effective and germs multiply. Eventually, your immune system can get overwhelmed and you get sick. Nasal irrigation is an effective, all-natural way to clean your nose. It's not a drug. It's more like plumbing. Saline goes in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out mucus and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage to make cleaning your nose easy. It's the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage pulls out the bad stuff so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. At Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, Bed Bath, and Walmart. Or go to Navage.com for a free gift with purchase. Over 2 million sold. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Every year, our team provides food and toys for less fortunate families. Hello, my name is John Okoyan, owner of Rooter Hero Plumbing. I remember one Christmas when my dad didn't have any work, and we didn't have any money. I can still recall the look of shame on his face when my brother and I only had one present to open. I was a brat and said something I shouldn't have. To this day, I am still sorry for what I said to my dad. I was selfish, and I wish I could take it all back. So I know what it's like for some families. At Rooter Hero Plumbing, we want to make Christmas special. So all this month, we are donating a portion of every plumbing and drain cleaning service we do to families in need. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from our family to yours. Thank you.
Everybody needs a hero. RooterHero.com.
CL102-8886.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. And it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Wesley had IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Coming after my house, my car. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
Wesley called Optima Tax Relief.
Oh, they were great people. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Building a better Sacramento with News 93.1, KFBK on 1530 AM and your iHeartRadio app.
Hey there, it's Mark and Tom, the travel and entertainment guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Don't forget, after the news at the bottom of the hour, it's the Travel Guys Christmas giveaway. Got some great prizes, so you stick around. You'll get a chance to pick your favorite prize. All you're going to have to do is share a travel tip, and I'm sure you have one. More details coming up. Right now, before we jump into the rest of the Smarter Traveler segment, it's time for a brief one man's opinion. Here's Mark.
I met Bob Dole on one of my trips to Washington, D.C. to lobby on behalf of the travel industry. Before COVID, we made a springtime visit each year to inform congresspeople and senators about issues of on our collective plates and solicited their support. On one trip, we had only two Kansas tourism representatives, and so they ended up in the California group for some reason, and we made a stop on our route at Senator Dole's office. Usually these visits are handled by staff, but Senator Dole was a fan of tourism, and he surprised us all by appearing in the meeting room. He was kind and enthusiastic, a good listener, and, well, everything you'd want the person representing you in Washington to be. The following year, I happened to sit at a luncheon table with the senator, and he once again projected the same demeanor. He asked questions, acted like he gave a damn, looked interested. Sides of the political commentary of the political aisle sometimes mattered little back then. Bob Dole, as far as I could tell, most of the compliments you hear about the man are true. And that is just one man's opinion.
All righty, we are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, and time to make you a smarter traveler. As I mentioned at the a little while ago, a lot of us are going to be traveling for the first time. This time of the year, we're not all the road warriors are going to be out there. Mark, you got some tips for those folks that are going to be boarding with these people, or if you are one of them?
In the old days, you know, if you flew from Sacramento, unless you were flying a short route in California or up to Seattle or Portland, you had to connect. And then Southwest Airlines came to town, and now then a lot of those cities became nonstop, and even some of the East Coast. You know, we have a flight to St. Louis once a day and one to Baltimore and one to Orlando that's nonstop on Southwest. So if you're a fan of Southwest Airlines, there are ways to fly nonstop to some faraway places from Sacramento. But in most cases, especially if you're flying to secondary cities, you're going to have to connect. So there are some things to look out for, especially if you're not a real experienced flyer. Obviously, if you can fly nonstop, that's best, but sometimes you can get what's called a one-stop same plane. So look on the schedule, and sometimes you can figure this out. It takes a little homework. You might have to call the airline, but in some cases you'll find out. We had a group come back from Baltimore from a Christmas trip last week. And just as we were about to get on the plane, I looked at what gate we were landing at and what gate we were taking off from in Denver was the same gate. Well, guess what? We were leaving on the same plane we came in on. We still had to get off the plane, but you no longer have to worry about whether your plane's late or where your connecting gate is because that plane is right there. So one stop, same plane is a great idea. Something to be very wary of, on the other hand, are these hacker fares that you see on computers sometimes. Fly Delta Airlines to Salt Lake City and then fly American Airlines to Lubbock, Texas. And when you're changing carriers in the middle of one direction of your trip, you're probably changing terminals. In large airports, you may have to take a shuttle. If you don't do your homework, those hacker fares, especially with tight connections, could lead to your doom. So be very careful about changing airlines in the middle of a direction.
That sounds like a great way to arrive at your destination and your luggage arrive somewhere else.
Exactly. Weather in your connecting city. You may be concerned about the weather where you're leaving from and where you're going to, but you need to also consider the weather in your connecting city. And finally, if you consider the worst case scenario in case of missed connections, particularly that comes back to these hacker fares again. But if you get someplace and you can see that, hey, it looks like that this may not happen. I may be here overnight. Guess what? If there ends up being tens or hundreds or thousands of people in an airport who are stuck, rooms around the airport are going to go very quickly. So the early bird will get the worm. So pay attention to what's going on. Looks like things are going to go bad. Maybe it's time to get on the phone and start looking for a place to stay. Anyway, just some thoughts and some ideas for people who are going to be connecting, which most people are when they fly. And be careful about those minimum connecting times. The airlines will tell you that, you know, 30 minutes is legal or 60 minutes is legal in certain cases. Be very wary of that because you transfer in a big airport and you got a long way to go and you got to tinkle. And, you know, they're not serving food on the planes these days. So you're making an 8-hour trip across the country. You're going to have to eat somewhere along the way. So consider those things before you go. It kind of comes back to that thing we always talk about here about doing your homework and knowing what you're getting into. But right now, especially with limited restaurant facilities and airports, it's important to know that you've planned somewhere to allow for your food needs. So and that and hopefully help make you a little smarter traveler.
There you go. And if you're a regular flyer and you know your way around pretty well and you look over and you see you know, a family, especially with kids, and they're struggling. They're trying to read the board, trying to determine where their next flight is. They're looking at each other, and they're clearly lost. Don't hesitate to step in and help them out, okay? All right. Let's see here.
Coming up.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, coming up after the break here, you can give us a call and line up right now. The number is to call 916-921-1530. And 800-834-1530. Again, that's 916-921-1530 or 800-834-1530. We are looking for your best travel tip. We've done this a couple times before, and we've come out looking pretty good each time. So if you've got a travel tip that you would like to share, our judges will decide if it passes muster, and you'll get to get under the tree and get yourself a Christmas present from the Travel Guys.
There you go. Yeah, we have some CDs from the Mannheim Steamrollers Remastered Christmas. Mark has some gift cards. We also have tickets to the Imaginarium 360 out there at Cal Expo. So go ahead and make those calls. We'll see you in a bit. We are the Travel Guys.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when.
Hey there, everyone. It's Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano. Every week, 3 to 4, the Travel and Entertainment Guys. Brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. And Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Time to give away some Christmas presents, if you will.
Yeah.
Mark, why don't you tell our listeners what they're going to win?
What they could win. Don Pardo here off stage. Yes, the voice of anyways. You have, when you call in, if you give us a travel tip that passes muster and you get the winning sound, you will, there you go, have a choice of three prizes. You can have two tickets to the Imaginarium. That's the walkthrough lights display at Cal Expo. That Tom did an interview with here on the Travel Guys recently. So we will get those out to you right away because obviously it's Christmas is coming up. So if you're taking your family or something, you'll have two free admissions. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes. Just for a note, the Imaginarium 360 runs into about the middle of January. So that is a plus for you. And you will be able to select the dates that you want to go.
So two tickets there. Or we have from Mannheim Steamroller a copy of their Christmas CD and a large, when I say large, I mean large, can of cinnamon hot chocolate with their brand name on it, a pound and a half can. You can practically hot chocolate the whole neighborhood. So that's another option. Or you can get a $50 Sports Leisure gift card, Sports Leisure Vacations gift card. So if you pass muster and you get the winning sound, you can have your choice of one of those three. If you don't, and our judges decide that your travel tip isn't worthy, why, then you'll just go down the chute, never to be heard from again. Oh.
Okay, let's get started. I apologize. Connie, welcome to the Travel Guys. How are you, my dear? Merry Christmas.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Wow, you got a nice, cheery voice. Thank you for joining us and brightening up the old show here. Do you travel much?
Yes. I do.
Good.
A lot.
Okay.
Day trips with Sports Leisure.
Oh, well, all right then. And hopefully your travel tip is don't travel with Sports Leisure.
Hey,
my gosh,
be careful, buddy. Be careful. Be careful.
Highly recommend them.
So, Connie, what have you got for us? What's your travel tip?
Well, I had to go back east and fly into Chicago, and I had to change planes in 50 minutes, so I was extremely nervous about that. So my tip is to be sure and download the, this happened to be United, download their app, because what happened was when I got into Chicago, It dinged me, and it showed me a map, a walking map, just like you do with your car, and it told me to go forward, turn right, take so many steps, or go so many yards, and then there was a newsstand on your right, turn left, and go to the, you know, you get the idea. And I was nervous about it, but it took me to my destination in plenty of time. So my tip is to be sure and download those apps because that's the first time I ever used it, and it was extremely helpful.
Well, Connie, you just won a prize. That was a great tip. You know, I've never considered the walking map from an airlines to
it's very helpful
to take
as
you from
Connie
one terminal
as
to the next.
Connie mentions, Tom, especially in Denver or Chicago, if you're connecting with United, because in Chicago, United is on two large concourses with a underground connecting them, and then all the commuter flights are a bit of a walk away. So if you've got a tight time, you want to know. In Denver now, United used to always all be on one concourse, but not anymore. Now they're on two, and once again, you have to take a train. So if you have to do that and you've got a tight time, you want to know that you've got that situation, because you might, you know, have to decide whether or not to tinkle or eat. You might only have time for one on the way to the plane. Connie, very good travel tip. Which prize would you like, Connie? Do you want the CD and the hot chocolate or the gift card, or what would you like?
I want to continue traveling with Sports Leisure, so I'll take the gift certificate, please.
Okay, excellent. Connie, hang on the line here, and our folks on the other end will get the information that they need from you. Congratulations, and thanks for being a listener.
Robert, you're next here on the Travel Guys. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, Merry Christmas.
Same to you, my friend.
I've got two suggestions. One of them, well, take advantage of all the discounts you already have at hand. A lot of organizations like Work or Professional or AARP will have discounts for rental cars and other things involved with travel. And that can save you quite a bit of money if you're organized. And then the other thing is that things like the travel book or the travel and entertainment guide will actually provide you a lot of discounts when you travel. The caveat is you have to order the book for the city you reside in. Then you can order the book for like Hawaii or something like that. And I did it in the past for Hawaii and got a 2-for-1 deal at one of the luau's and other discounts throughout the islands, which were really good money savers.
Now, Robert, some of those coupon books have a little bit of a cost to them, right? 30, 40, 50 bucks?
Right, they do have a cost to them, but I found there's a lot of good coupons I can use right in my own city.
Yeah, well, if you even a luau in Hawaii, basically a luau is somewhere between 85 and 150 bucks, depending on where you go. So even if you had to pay for the coupon book, and that's the only thing you got out of it, that's a good idea. Excellent. That's some excellent tips there, Robert. I see our judges on the other end believe the same thing. What can we get you as a prize? We have Mannheim Steamroller. We have tickets to walk through the light show or gift cards from your favorite tour operator. What would you like?
Oh, please, I'd like the Mannheim Steamroller and hot chocolate.
Okay.
The Mannheim Steamroller? You mean these guys?
Yeah, those guys.
Yeah.
You ever seen them?
Have you ever seen them, Robert?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, you'll enjoy the CD. Unfortunately, they're not touring Sacramento this time around, but anyway, enjoy. Thanks, Robert. You stay well, and great tips, by the way. All right. Let's see. Luis. Is that who we have next?
This is Eloise.
Eloise. I forgot the Ella. Hi, Ella. Welcome to the... Hi there, my dear. Welcome to the Travel Guys. You got a travel tip for us? Are you a frequent traveler?
Well, not anymore. too many years on the calendar, but I used to travel quite a bit.
All right. Well, then you probably got all kinds of experience and a great tip for us. What do you have?
Well, I just have a fun tip on how to pack. I'm told that you should lay your clothes out on the bed, lay your money out on the bed, take away half of the clothes and double the money, and you'll be just fine.
Oh, that's great. I had a feeling that this one was going somewhere. Okay.
what do our judges think about Eloise's? Aha, there we go. Eloise, that is really great. I firmly...
Twice the money, half the clothes.
Half the clothes, yeah. Right. Well, the clothes thing, you know, Eloise, I'm sure you found this out when you were traveling. The longer you travel, the less you take with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because when you come home two or three times in a row and that thing's in the suitcase and you say, well, damn, I never used that. And unless it's a seasonal something, you know, a cap for the winter or, you know, and gloves or short pants for the summer or something like that, why, it's time to get rid. Yes, I travel with about half the luggage that I did when I started in the travel business 40 years ago. I saw one of my tour directors this morning was leaving with a group headed down to Half Moon Bay, call it the Great Flood Trip. But he had a holiday T-shirt on. And, you know, it was only about 45, 50 degrees this morning. But anyways, I was giving him a hard time for that. That is a cute tip, Eloise. What would you like out of the prize bin here since our judges have deemed you worthy?
Oh, good. I'd like the CD.
Okay. The Mannheim Steamroller CD and a great big old huge thing of hot chocolate.
Here they come again. Well, enjoy hot chocolates. Hot chocolate's really good.
And these cans are sitting in my office here, Tom, because they shipped them to me already.
Right.
And so we can't show them to the people, but it's a pound and a half. It looks like a big can of coffee. I mean, this
I
is like
if
a
individual packs in. Individual packs in there, maybe.
No, it's just a big old can of a pound and a half of cinnamon hot chocolate. Yeah.
All right. By the way, we didn't really go over the details, but make sure that Mark will get the information. I do believe you'll be picking up the CD and the hot chocolate at the Sports Leisure Vacations office. We'll get you details and so forth. And if you're lucky enough, maybe you'll run into Mark. Mark, I got a couple of more calls standing by. You want to take another before we take a break?
Well, yeah, let's take one more here before we have to take our...
All right. I do believe it's Matt. Matt, is this you?
It is.
Matt, thank you for joining us with the Travel Guys.
You know, my wife and I love to cruise, and we found over the years it's very convenient to drive, and we'll pick up our ship. You know, we live up here in Sacramento. We'll drive to San Pedro and spend the night down there. And it's a place to leave the car, which is really important to us. The hotel will allow us to leave the car. The travel tip is leave the day before. Don't put yourself in a situation where you're going to either fly or drive down the day of a cruise and get yourself into either traffic or a delayed flight. And so we always drive down the day before, and it's a win-win for us. So hopefully that works for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a really, really great tip and a really, really smart idea, Matt. Winner besides.
especially if you're leaving, you're going overseas. Something like that. But yes, you're looking at that. You're saying, well, you know, my plane arrives in Miami at 4:30 in the afternoon. The ship doesn't sail until midnight. I'll have plenty of time to get from the airport to the dock. And of course, you know, the plane gets delayed or you miss a connection or something and you're an entire day later. And if you followed Matt's theory and you went a day early, then all of that stress and all that worry and everything is gone as long as you've figured out where your luggage is.
And they would shuttle us from
the hotel?
San Pedro over to the cruise line. We're there in 5 minutes. It's so simple.
Do you pay, Matt, do you pay a little bit extra with the hotel for the privilege of parking your car there for a week or so?
They told us no. I always give the driver money, though.
Just
to make sure he comes back for us in 2 weeks.
Well, and here in Sacramento, if you're checking, you know, you're overnighting before you fly out, a lot of the airport properties here charge something to leave your car, but it's always significantly less than you would pay at the airport. And so just have the only inconvenience is the shuttle coming back home. But we've got a whole cluster of hotels here in Sacramento. I know lots of people who use your philosophy and just position themselves in where there are a lot fewer bad things that can go wrong. What can we do for you prize wise here? We've got the Imaginarium tickets. We've still got a Mannheim Steamroller prize here or a Sports Leisure Vacations gift card. What would be your pleasure?
Well, I think we'd probably plan to see the lights anyway. I'd love to have that Mannheim Steamroller CD plus the hot chocolate. I think that'd be great.
Wow, clearly the most popular gift so far.
There you
These
go.
These guys.
All right, let's take a break, and That's then we'll it. we'll come back, take some more calls. We're taking travel tips from listeners, and we're bribing them with Christmas presents today if your tip is good enough. And so far, our callers have had some pretty good stuff. 916-921-1530 or 800-834-1530. We'll come back and take a few more calls right after this quick timeout.
One of the greatest powers the people of California have is to elect their own representatives in government. How state districts are drawn can make the difference between empowering and maximizing a community's voice or minimizing and muting those voices. California's Citizens Redistricting Commission was created to redraw the maps for Congress, State Senate, Assembly, and Board of Equalization. But we need your help to do it. Visit WeDrawTheLinesCA.org to provide input. Because everything is on the lines.
Hey, Mario Lopez here, and I don't know about you, but I am stoked to get outdoors again, dining at restaurants, watching live music. It's so great to have it all back, but with privilege comes responsibility. Make sure you're doing your part to help reduce the spread of COVID-19. Getting tested is easy at COVID Clinic. Go to covidclinic.org to book an appointment at no cost to the patient. COVID Clinic has locations conveniently located all throughout the state. So visit covidclinic.org to find the closest one to you. Again, that is covidclinic.org.
Are you looking for a unique gift to give this holiday season? How about health and wellness? Hi, friends. Sam Shane here for The Joint Chiropractic. They help you, of course, with aches and pains, but they also help you stay fit before there are any problems. And right now, they have a $29 new patient special. That includes a consultation and an exam. What a sweet deal. What a sweet gift. Go to thejoint.com to find out more. The Joint Chiropractic. You're back, baby.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Did you wait until the last minute to do your holiday shopping? Don't worry about it. We've got your back. At Shane Company, we do everything we can to make it easy for you. We have a wide range of unique styles in every price range. Easy last-minute gifts, like classic diamond stud earrings, stunning three-stone rings, 14-karat gold bracelets, beautiful jewelry with colorful gemstones, as well as cultured pearls, all made with superior craftsmanship and guaranteed for life. Whatever your budget, we'll work with you to find gifts that they'll love, tied with a burgundy bow and ready to slip under the tree. Visit us in the store or shop online to get them in time for Christmas. Order last-minute gifts by December 22nd with overnight shipping. We can't wait to help you light up the holidays. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Relis Florists can take the stress out of your holiday shopping with flowers and gifts. Just call 916-441-1478 or order online at RelisFlorist.com. Join KFBK News Radio and by Talent Tuesday, December 21st at the MyDo Community Center in Roseville from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for a holiday blood drive. Visit kfbk.com/blood drive to schedule your appointment. By Talent, because of you, life doesn't stop.
Building a better Sacramento with News 93.1 KFBK on 1530 a.m. and your iHeartRadio app.
Hey there, everyone. It's Mark and Tom, the Travel and Entertainment Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Thank you so far to all of our callers with great travel tips. Mark and I are going to take the weekend off next week, and you guys get to fill in because you got great travel tips. You can do this silly show.
Yeah, don't need us anymore here. Hey, listen, we've run out of Mannheim steamroller prizes, so let's see here. We've added a $50 Panera gift card. You can get a $50 Panera gift card, a $50 Sports Leisure gift card, or two tickets to the Imaginarium walkthrough light show at Cal Expo. If you have a travel tip that is deemed worthy here, we've got time for a couple more. So, Tom, take us to our next caller.
All right. Cherry, Cherry, welcome to the Travel Guys.
The tip is to put an empty water container in your carry-on and fill it when you get through security. Also, you can pack some snacks in your carry-on, as airlines don't serve snacks like they used to. This is especially good for long trips and delays. So that's my tip.
All right. Well, back up just a second there, Cherry. The very first part of your tip, I only caught part of it. You said something about bringing water in your carry-on?
No, put an empty carry-on, an empty water container in your carry-on.
Ah.
Through security, then you can fill it and you'll have it water for your trip.
And you don't have to sit there and be thirsty until the hour before the flight.
Yeah, there you go. I know a lot of people have gotten into getting these reusable water bottles and so forth. That would be the idea then, would be to put an empty one there and then fill it once you're through the TSA.
The key is also to be smart enough not to take the water bottle full through TSA,
right.
Which has been my mistake a couple times, is I forget to empty the water bottle, and now you've gone the thing has gone through, and you're like, well, you know, you're going to have to give up the bottle, so now I'm cupping my hands at the water fountain instead of. But yes, that probably I would say the most often used travel tip of the modern era. You see more and more, Tom, more and more drinking fountains in airports that are set up to handle empty water bottles and the like, as opposed to providing people with just a drink of water. So an excellent trip. What would you like as a prize?
I would like your $50 gift certificate.
All righty. We will put you down for that. Thank you so much for being a Travel Guys listener. Tom, who's up next?
Okay, Lori, welcome to the Travel Guys. Thanks for joining us. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you guys as well. So my travel tip is, because I travel a lot for business, but it's great to have the app, like a previous caller had mentioned, for the airline, but it's even better if you have their ticketing phone number. Especially if you've got any kind of, your A-list or something like that with Southwest, for instance, because oftentimes once your flight is canceled or rescheduled and you need to get a hold of the airline to reticket or, you know, take care of how you're finally going to get to where your final destination is, the lines are huge. So what you do is you go stand in line, and then you also get on the phone and try and call so to see which one comes first. And usually you can get through on the phone a lot quicker than you can standing in line.
Oh, you answered my question. I was going to say, have you had to make the call, and how quickly do they respond? Pretty quick, eh?
Yeah, of course, it depends on the carrier. But, you know, for instance, I'll give some kudos to Southwest because they're very awesome. You'll get a hold of their people pretty quick on the phone.
Well, and the key is, Tom, too, is that in many cases these airlines have regional phone banks. So all the people who are calling into a particular region may end up all in the same bank. Well, so if there's bad weather in one area, like Chicago, then the early bird gets the worm. So you can't jump the gun too early. But as our caller is indicating here, if you get on the phone, you want to give yourself as many chances as possible to snare the ever-decreasing number of tickets that might be available for the next day or that evening or the next flight. Lori, what would you like for a prize?
Well, I'd like to take the light show tickets and have them sent to my mom.
Okay. We will.
Wonderful.
We'll get in touch with you tomorrow and make sure that all happens very quickly. I want to just say thank you to all the folks. I wish we had more time to take more callers, but we'll do this. We should do this more often, except just at Christmas. We should do it a couple of times a year.
Absolutely. Thank you all for calling in and for the tips. And, well, look, next week we'll be back. More Travel Guys Radio, last show before Christmas, so be sure to join us. It's going to be a good one.
We're going to take folks to Santa's Village, I think, next week. Remember to dance like nobody's watching. Merry Christmas to everyone.
A special thanks to our board ops today. We had Caitlin, brand new to the show today. Did a great job. And Luis, thank you so much. You guys stay well. We'll see you next week. You're on the Travel Guys. He's leaving town. He never